Because of federal regulations, medical marijuana is a cash business. And as the industry continues to grow in Oklahoma, it means dispensary owners are having to pay close attention to issues of security. What exactly are medical marijuana dispensaries doing with so much cash on hand? I'm Ben Felder, and this is Oklahoman Unfolded. Today is Friday, March 22nd. David Dishman is a business reporter who has covered the state's medical marijuana industry. And David, first off, why are medical marijuana businesses regulated to just using cash?
They're stuck using cash because the federal government has yet to legalize marijuana in any way, shape, or form. States have legalized it, but that does not mean that without the federal legalization, industry or banks and other federally secured businesses cannot take or accept that cash and use that cash. Some have worked to use different loopholes and workarounds, and there's different ways that that's being done. But for the most part, it's cash heavy because it is very, very, very difficult to get that cash into the bank, to use credit cards, to use debit cards, the digital side of things.
So if a customer walks into a medical marijuana dispensary, so they're using just cash, I mean, how is that, what is that like for, is there no way around it for customers, or what are options if you walk in and you don't have any cash?
Well, there's really not much of an option. I've seen ATMs in some dispensaries in their lobby for folks who show up and they need to get some cash in order to pay for their purchase. But yeah, it's pretty much cash only.
And how much cash are we talking about? I mean, what would I'm sure it runs the gamut.
Yeah.
But how much cash could a dispensary have on hand?
It depends on how big the business is and how busy a day it was, I suppose. But some are pulling in tens of thousands of dollars and may have that on hand at a certain time. And like most businesses, they'll cash out at the end of the day and put stuff in the safe and maybe do that several times a day, given the volume of cash. But yes, there can be thousands of dollars in any given store.
And for a long time, retail establishments of all kinds have been, targets for robbery, and I don't have the stats in front of me. I imagine maybe that's changed a little bit as some businesses have gone more towards credit and debit card use. But now, dispensaries are probably feeling like they are targeted away because, as you said, they have at times tens of thousands of dollars in cash on hand. So what are dispensaries doing in order to secure that cash that they're holding, that they're counting, and then they're having to transport to another facility?
Yes, we should also point out that it's a safety concern, and there's a need for security for two reasons. One, like you mentioned, the cash, but two, the product. The product can be stolen, mm-hmm. And sold at almost the same value on the streets. There's still black market weed out mm-hmm. there. Your old weed dealer may still be dealing to folks who are not medical marijuana patients, and so it's twofold. A theft can be problematic for both your product and your cash. But these dispensaries and growers and processors, the three kind of different stages of the production side of the business, of the industry, are taking precautions using security companies to armed security companies to help make sure that their customers are safe, their employees are safe, and their product is safe. Because when you grow something, you need to move it to where you can process it. Once it's processed, you need to move it to where you can sell it. And if you're not doing it all in one place, then it takes secure vehicles to do that. Unless you're planning on running it in the back of your truck, which is not the best idea. And then it takes armed security. Some people are opting for armed security at these dispensaries and retail locations where the cash is heavy. Now, I mentioned that you could maybe throw it in the back of the truck. That is something you won't be able to do for long. The governor signed the Unity Bill recently, and part of that bill outlines restrictions and regulations on transportation and marijuana. It needs to be, there's several different aspects to it, but the kind of the key ones are trucks or vans that carry the product need to have GPS trackers in them. They need to have containers that seal and lock for individual items, and or smaller containers within that that can seal and lock. And then the vehicle needs to be the driver cannot access the cargo while operating the vehicle. So you can't have something where the driver could maybe reach in the back and access what's being carried. So all that to say, there's a lot of change and a lot of precaution going into this, and some businesses are now popping up to fill that need for those dispensaries or those growers or those processors who want to focus on what they're focusing on and not have to worry about the transportation and security side.
And so what are dispensaries doing with that cash? I mean, they can't use banks for processing debit and credit cards, but I mean, I imagine they're deposited somewhere. What are they doing with that cash?
That's a good question, and I think it depends per organization. It's lending itself to some challenges in different ways. How do you pay rent? Your landlord is going to have to be all right with taking cash in some cases. How about payroll? Are you going to pay all your employees in just cash? Taxes, you got to get taxes paid for. And if you've just got cash, then you're going to have to pay in cash. And all these other services, these security services, as they get hired, I talked to a company here in Oklahoma, and they're okay that they have to take cash payment for their services, and they can go to the bank because they're not a marijuana company at the moment, although they were concerned that this may change when the Unity Bill goes into effect, and they apply for a transporter's license under the provisions under this bill, and then they're labeled a marijuana transporter, and then in which case is that going to affect their banking? So there's a lot of different things, and it's like I said, there's different ways that people are trying to go about it, but there's not anything real clear cut at this point.
Yeah, well, growing industry here in Oklahoma, and this isn't just a problem for a few businesses. There's quite a few dispensaries all over the state, especially here in Oklahoma City. So this is an issue that a lot of new business owners are having to navigate as they move forward. David, thanks.
Yep.
Also making news in the Oklahoman. So a Washington-based civil rights organization filed a lawsuit Thursday against Washington County judges and others, accusing them of violating the civil rights of poor people by perpetuating a modern-day debtor's prison. That does it for today's episode of Oklahoman Unfolded. I'm Ben Felder. See you Monday.